icons, and the church. While in the period of iconoclasm, the church struggled for the icon, in our time, it is the icon that struggles for the church. Sacred icons have long been considered in the West as windows to heaven, theology in color, or as some early church council fathers put it, paraphrased, the gospel for the spiritually illiterate. Portals to the threshold of the supernatural many do not know about, while others desire to see but have not yet seen. Unlike religious paintings, icons are neither the sum of their above parts nor just the simplistic definitions given or even the distorted, unsmiling, and at times disproportionately elongated representations of human persons now living in the fullness of the divine light. Icons are neither one of the seven sacraments of the universal church, nor mere sacramentals as often understood in the Western church. They are a cross between the former and the latter. This because, 1. The grace with which they have become invested after having been named and officially blessed in church results in icons becoming wonder-working in unabashed ways that some consider to be unbelievably outrageous, if not downright unbelievable. 2. Any relative worship offered to icons by people passes on directly to whoever is depicted therein. Namely, the honor which is shown them is referred to the prototypes which those images represent. And 3. The portrayed representations and icons are not like the original with respect to essence, but with respect to hypostasis. This includes the divine hypostases. The worship referred to above is that of proskynesis, i.e., veneration. Not latreia, i.e. adoration and absolute worship, which latter is reserved for God alone. Icons, moreover, differ from religious paintings in the following ways. 1. They are not just portraits of people, but prototypes of the future human person within the church, namely the deified person, in keeping with the bold and oft-repeated proclamation of Jesus Christ. I said, you are gods. 2. The light of the first day and of the eighth day meet in the icon because it is always characterized by the unity of creation, Christology and eschatology. Thus, icons and frescoes written in traditional iconographic style possess both the liturgical function and the theophanic ministry, uniting the meaning and presence of God in the light of the transfiguration on Mount Tabor.